news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Kathy Flynn. Sister Kathy is a member of the Sinsanawa Dominican Sisters, living in Milwaukee. Her preaching today is entitled Inviting Repentance.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Romans. Say with your mouth, Jesus is Lord. Believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. Then you will be saved. With your heart you believe and are made right with God. With your mouth you say what you believe, and so you are saved. Scripture says, the one who believes in him will never be put to shame. There is no difference between those who are Jews and those who are not. The same Lord is Lord of all. He richly blesses everyone who calls on him. Scripture says, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how can they call on him unless they believe in him? And how can they believe in him unless they hear about him? How can they hear about him unless someone preaches to them? And how can anyone preach without being sent? It is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. But not all the people of Israel accepted the good news. Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our message? So faith comes from hearing the message. And the message that is heard is the message about Christ. But I ask, didn't the people of Israel hear? Of course they did. It is written, their voice has gone out into the whole earth. Their words have gone out from one end of the world to the other. This is the word of God. Paul's letter to the Romans reminds me of Homeboy Industries, the gang intervention, rehabilitation, and reentry program founded by Jesuit priest Father Greg Boyle. I'm sure most of you have either read one of Father Boyle's books or have heard him speak, and maybe both. I was fortunate to hear Father Boyle for the first time only about a year ago. While he is an impressive, humble, engaging, and empathic man, I was most taken by the two men, his homies, who took the stage with him. The first to speak, who had just turned 40, had been released from prison only 6 months or so prior to this presentation. He had been incarcerated his entire adult life and part of his teen years. This man talked about his childhood and how perplexed he was when told by law enforcement, the courts, and others that his criminal behavior and involvement in gang activities was wrong. He was genuinely confused by this perspective, saying, "My mama and daddy were gang members. All of my aunties and uncles were gang members, my cousins and friends, and even my granny were gang members. Everyone in my life was involved in gangs and drugs. That is the environment I grew up in from my birth. If I was surrounded by this behavior and activity, I thought, how could it be wrong?" It wasn't until prison that someone spoke to him in a different way, showed him an alternative path, and gave him hope that didn't exist before. He ended up at Homeboy, which saved his life and gave him new direction. Father Greg had been sent. He preached with his life. This man heard. He believed, and he gained new life. And now he is being sent and is preaching to others. It's sometimes very easy to make judgments based on outward appearance, on speech, behavior, really on most anything. The danger is that rarely do we know the whole story, and the person judged has yet to hear the good news. The calling in Paul's letter and in today's gospel didn't end with Jesus' selection of the 12. It didn't end with Peter, Andrew, James, or John. The most important line of succession, it seems to me, is the one stretching from the disciples to us today, and from us today to those who have not yet seen or heard the good news. As Dominicans, we are sent to preach the good news. As disciples, every one of us has been sent to bring the good news to a world desperate for it. How will we respond?
Oh, 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 oh.